This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Happy New Year! It's the first Sullivan Tire Patriots.com Roster Report podcast of the new year. It's Friday, January 4th.
Won't be the last, Andy.
Will not be the last. That voice you just heard, those dulcet tones, are Paul Perillo. I'm Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, joining you for what may be a pretty quick Roster Report podcast because the New England Patriots are in their bye week thanks to securing the number 2 seed in the American Football Conference. Thanks somewhat to the debacle that has become the Houston Texans, or as Paul Perillo likes to call it, a sinking ship that's been taking on water for damn near 6 weeks now. But thanks to that, the Patriots, along with the Broncos, will be watching the wild card weekend action in the National Football League, watching and waiting to see who they'll play. The trio of opponents that New England could host on January 13th at 4:30 p.m. here at Gillette Stadium. The date, the time, everything's set. So mark your calendars down, not necessarily for the game, but for the pregame social, where Paul and myself and Adam Jones will get you ready for the first postseason affair. But the Patriots could face the Colts, the Texans, or the Ravens. All rematches of regular season games for Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and company. But we're here to talk about the roster. Lots of exciting news to get to over the last week or so. First and foremost, just after last week's Roster Report podcast on Saturday, prior to the season finale against the Dolphins, the Patriots made a few minor roster moves, one which we projected and expected. Defensive lineman Jermaine Cunningham was indeed activated to the 53-man roster, got on the field to knock some rust off against the Dolphins in a 28-0 shutout in the finale a day later. The Patriots also made a couple of minor moves with Kamar Aiken, who had been on the team and then on the practice squad, was back on the team for the Dolphins game, although I believe he was inactive, correct, Paul Perillo?
Correct.
So he had an interesting week that involved no action, but, you know, got a game check out of it, so good for him and the entire Aiken family. And defensive back Malcolm Williams, formerly a draft pick of this team who has bounced all around practice squad, the roster in recent years, was also activated to the 53-man roster, and local guy Ron Brace, Springfield native, was released. And, Paul, that's what I want to talk about for just a minute, because Brace is another one of those second-round picks that we sort of lumped together over the years that just simply didn't pan out.
Yeah.
And what do you make of that move? I think some people, I would include myself in the group, you know, were a little surprised that he was even here as long as he was this year. But does that hurt the defensive line depth at all? We've seen that group run a lot of bodies out there recently. I know you're a big fan of Brandon Dedrick and wrote about him
this
week.
I knew something was coming in that
Patriots
direction.
Football Weekly. Just, you know, talk about the Brace release and sort of the rest of the defensive front.
Well, the disappointing part for Brace is, and I don't have the exact numbers, but this is another second-round pick that didn't make it to the end of his rookie contract.
Correct.
There's got to be, you know, a handful of those now, and there's probably another one or two of them that are sort of on the fence in that mm-hmm. regard, too. With Ron, I think he had the size.
Ron. You guys are close.
No, with Ron. Ronnie Brace. I think he had the size to make an impact, but it just never seemed to click. I think he dealt with some injuries that also slowed him down at times throughout his short career. But on the field, what we saw, I was never overly impressed. And the one, Andy, you like to have like these snapshots. These,
I'm
like,
going to guess it involves snapshots. Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Absolutely. And that's that to me,
the roller
watching
derby
him
Ron
get
Brace
pushed back throughout the first quarter of a game in Buffalo. It might even have been the wind. Was it the wind game? Maybe it wasn't that game. But it was a game in Buffalo late in the season that Buffalo came out and ran the ball right down the Patriots' throat for the first drive.
And he played linebacker.
And he was playing,
you know, he started out
skates
on the defensive line but ended up at linebacker.
He was on roller skates and just getting pushed back into the linebackers throughout the first quarter. Maybe it's unfair of me to use that game as my one and only gauge for Ron Brace, but that's what it is. And I just don't think it ever panned out. We talked about something on PFW in Progress really quickly. One of those things where he played next to a guy who was really, really highly regarded in B.J. Raji at Boston College. And Raji has gone on to be a solid pick for the Packers as a nose tackle. I think the Patriots felt Brace was helping Raji a lot more than other people thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be an error. It looks like Brace was probably looking better than he was playing next to Raji and getting having Raji get all the attention with the Eagles. And I think that's something the Patriots have sort of fallen into a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jermaine Cunningham and Carlos Dunlap was an example of that. And I know Belichick thought that Cunningham was the better player. He probably still does. He probably thinks he's a better all-around player. But certainly hasn't made the impact as a pass rusher. I wonder if that that line of thinking maybe got them in trouble with Brace.
And I just wanted to close because we sometimes take, you know, shots at guys and joke around, you know, second-round picks and being on
skates. Nothing to take a shot at.
Great guy. Great guy. You know, and this isn't a joke. You know, the Patriots Charitable Foundation losing one of their more active members in terms of player appearances.
Yeah.
And obviously the tornadoes in Springfield and everything that's gone on out there. He's been a big force in that community. Very good guy who just unfortunately the football part of it, the career here, just didn't pan out for this defense. And who knows, maybe he'll get a shot somewhere else. You know,
he's young. I'm sure he'll.
There's only so many of those big bodies that can play football, you know, athletic enough to play football around, so he should get another chance.
And I'm sure he will get another chance. And I'll tell you, and just to piggyback on Andy's point about the, you know, just the charity work that he does, I wouldn't be surprised that if his football career is over in another year or two, he is doing all these things with the Patriots Charitable Foundation because he's a very active member of the local community. He's a Springfield guy. He's every Tuesday we get these releases of what the Patriots are doing, and he seems to pop up on almost every one of them.
Might as well be called the Ron Brace release. And he's also very active in Words with Friends. I'm not sure what his handle is, but I know he really likes to play Words with Friends. So look him up on there if he has a little free time now. He could play with you. The rest of it, Paul, let's just go over some injuries. There's no official injury report this week. The Patriots are actually off today, Saturday, and Sunday as players. Coaches will be here doing some early prep until at whatever point they find out who they're playing. Obviously, if the Texans win on Saturday, they are going to be the highest remaining seed. Patriots would play the Texans. Otherwise, you wait till Sunday and see how that game plays out. But health-wise, a little bit of a, not scare, but the usual sort of Tom Brady day off on Wednesday, did not practice. Rob Ninkovich this week did not practice on Wednesday, was back out there on Thursday. Same for Dante Hightower. But I want to stick with Ninkovich because I think a lot of us thought there was a chance it was a major injury when he was helped off by doctors in the finale against the Dolphins. Sounds like, and he spoke with WEEI this morning on his regular radio interview on Fridays, sounds like they avoided that. He was back on the practice field, at least on a limited basis on Thursday. Our own Eric Scalvino said during some pass rush drills he was serving as a scout offensive tackle for the players to work against. What do you make of that injury, and what can you expect from him on the 13th, first postseason game? Because though not a superstar, obviously a key player on this defense.
Yeah, it does a lot of things. I don't think you want to necessarily have two or three guys trying to replace him the way you were forced to do against Miami with
right.
Travis Scott out there and, you know, maybe Justin Francis, Jermaine Cunningham, trying to fill the different roles.
Yeah, because that didn't work with seven sacks.
Yeah, no, I understand against Miami. I don't want to do that in the playoffs.
I hear you,
saying.
Bro.
And I do agree with you. At the time of the injury, I did think it was a serious one that was – I thought it was going to be the last we saw him this year. And the reports indicated it was more muscle-related, so that's good news. And the fact that he was back out on the practice field, as Eric reported on PFW in Progress, I think backs up those reports. I don't think if it was something structural, they'd be out there, you know, 10 days before they have to play a game just for a dog and pony show. That wouldn't make any sense. So I think they might have avoided something here. I think it's not, like you said, it's not Vince Wilfork. It's not, you know, even Gerard Mayo probably in terms of a guy that, you know, would leave a big, big hole. But Rob Ninkovich had a great year. Not a good year. He had a great year for that defense. He does a lot of different things. His versatility has been talked about a lot. They need him. I don't think he's a guy that you can't win without, but they need him on defense to be at their best.
And, you know, theoretically compounding that situation, two of the three guys you had out, Hightower, also a very versatile guy who's sort of on that edge of the defense, you know, that position, defensive end, outside linebacker, develop, depending on what they're doing. You know, curious to see how that plays out with his hamstring issue and shoulder issue that he's been listed with on the injury report. You certainly don't want both of those guys to be out because that really cuts into your versatility on defense.
Oh, absolutely.
And the edge of the front. But we'll have more on that next week. There will be an official injury report next Wednesday as the Patriots prepare for the divisional round matchup with? Question mark. But it'll be a rematch with either the Texans.
Who's it going to be?
I am going to say it's going to be the Houston Texans.
I agree.
I think they win Saturday. The PFW boys get to write Saturday night, put together a preview, send it to the printer, get it to our listeners and fans quickly in their mailboxes, and we're on our way towards a rematch of a team that they absolutely walked all over in their varsity jackets earlier this year at Gillette Stadium. And I think the result could be the same, but we're putting the cart ahead of the horse. That's until next Friday when we will be back with another Sullivan Tire Patriots.com roster report podcast, the first official postseason version as the Patriots prepare for divisional weekend, which no one knows why it's called divisional weekend. But for more on that, tune into PFW in Progress Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, noon to 2. And we will talk to you then. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart, and peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.